broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bo and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-host, Mr. Bob Sogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bo and Fee.
Hey, good evening, everyone. 8:17, not bad.
Pretty good.
Yep.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee, my good friend, Mr. Harold Feely. Fee, how you doing?
Good, buddy. How you doing?
Spencey behind the boards. Hello, Neil.
Hello, Mr. Bubba.
You guys didn't get us any runs last night.
No, you took them all Monday night.
We said it, didn't we, Spencey?
Yep.
We should have saved some of those.
Well, I thought the way we were going, we were going to have plenty for the next night, too.
Mm. Didn't happen.
Nope.
Didn't
happen.
Did you tell me we left 10 on base?
10 on base.
At least 10.
He walked 6, hit 3.
He had 2 hits. And we got one.
We had a couple hits.
I think we had one thrown out or something.
Mm. That pitcher for Versailles is my nephew.
Is he really? The lefty?
Yeah, it's my godchild.
Pretty good.
That's my godchild. Yeah.
Well, that voice you hear right now is the head softball coach at Fort Recovery High School, Carrie Shane. Carrie, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
And your assistant coach, Renee Evers. Renee, how are you doing? Glad to have you guys up here. We're going to talk girls softball. Indians coming off a tough loss last night to Versailles. But, you know, it's been a start off playing well. And got a big tournament this Saturday at Ayersville. And we're going to go up there and battle our butts off. So we're going to take a break. We're going to pay some bills. We're going to come right back. We're going to talk to Coach Shane, Coach Evers. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne IGA.
Wayne IGA is having a big sale on quality Eckrich products all this month. All varieties of their smoked sausage are on sale, 2 packages for just $7. Regular or thick-cut bologna is just 2 packages for $5, and all varieties of Eckrich hot dogs are 2 for just $4. Stop in and stock up. Eckrich, the name you've known and trusted for years, is on sale all this month at Wayne IGA, your friendly hometown store that saves you more.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experienced change within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your mode or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049, your partner in planning and making you first.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price, Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second cook's choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Hey everyone, the Donald here, and I'll totally be at the Fort Recovery Harvest Jubilee in Fort Recovery, Ohio on June 17th. Be there and say hi to me. Please don't make me beg. I need the money.
You didn't believe that, did you? That's AI. It's not real, and it'll come for all of our jobs one day. But you know it is real. This is the first year of the Battleground Shootout, an 18-plus dodgeball tournament at the Fort Recovery Jubilee, June 17th. Gather a team of 6 to 8 and sign up at FortRecoveryJubilee.com/dodgeball. Only $30 a person. Also, follow the Battleground Shootout Dodgeball Tournament event page on Facebook for updates.
Hey, John Madden here, and I've come back from the grave to call play-by-play at the Battleground Shootout.
Again, AI, not real. Come on.
The Fort Recovery Elementary and Middle School Drama Club will be presenting the musical Princess What's-Her-Name this weekend at the Auditoria, with shows at 7 o'clock on Saturday night and again at 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. This will be a fun and funny show starring students in our elementary and middle schools. They've been practicing for weeks, and this will be a very entertaining show for the whole family. So make plans now to see one of the shows this weekend. It's Princess What's-Her-Name, presented by the Elementary Middle School Drama Club, this Saturday at 7, then again on Sunday at 2 at the Auditoria. You don't want to miss this fun-filled musical presentation.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
One more time.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Hey, we're back here at Sports Talk. McNeil, McPhee, and myself, and Coach Shane, and Coach Evers. Kerry, 2-3 to start the season, and a tough loss last night against Versailles, but overall, solid start?
Pretty good start.
I mean, yeah, good start. A little slower than we've been the last few years, to say the least. But when I look back at our schedule, we've got a JV team this year, too. So we had 8 JV games scheduled. And we were loaded with JV games at the beginning of the season. And then we had 2 rainouts with our varsity. So we just didn't have as many games as most of the other teams have had. So we've got 5 games total right now. A lot of the other teams we're playing are sitting at 8 and 9 games already. So, I think we've had a little bit of a slow start, but I just think we got to get there. And we'll get there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Do I see we play Thursday, Friday, and then in this on Saturday?
Yeah, and then we've got JV
Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah. This week was loaded, and you plan those spring games, and you always think you're going to have a few rainouts, which we did early on.
Yeah.
But this nice weather has been fantastic.
Oh man, this week's been.
And we're going to get them all in.
Yeah.
That does make it a little more challenging for sure.
So for your pitchers though. Your pitcher can go every game, right?
Yeah, they can.
They can do it all.
Yep. If you need them to. And there are a lot of teams that do that because that's all they have is one pitcher.
How many you got?
We got 3.
I thought you were loaded.
Yeah,
I thought you had a few. That's good.
Yeah, so that helps.
We have 3 pitchers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got a freshman, a junior, and a senior.
So you got a new hat this year. You're the head coach. Yeah. Ryan's boys senior, and I can see where he wants to watch some boy play.
He's been to every game.
And you've been with the program for how many years now?
Starting my 4th season.
4th season.
Yep.
And, good hands.
Yeah, absolutely. What do you think so far? You enjoying it?
I am. I love the sport. I love these kids. There's just something that keeps drawing me back, I guess, is what I would say. It's a lot of work. It's a lot more work than I thought it was going to be very honest.
Yeah,
there's a big difference jumping from an assistant coach to a head coach role. Just a lot of things on the backside. But, at the end of the day, when you're out there playing and you're out there practicing and those kids, you see the progress they're making and the improvements that they're doing and the love of the sport itself. It just kind of keeps you there.
So. Yeah. So your sidekick here, she's been with you the whole time as well.
She has. So, long story with Renee, way back in the day when my girls were little, and I've been coaching my kids since they've been in kindergarten, probably about third, fourth grade, I would say, with Ava, my oldest, who's a senior, I told Renee I needed some help. And parents always help by all means, but it was probably third, fourth, maybe even fifth, sixth, fifth, sixth grade. She started helping me, and she kind of hasn't been able to leave since.
She's been, yeah.
She keeps telling me she's leaving. This is the last time I'm doing this. She hasn't followed through yet.
You can't, Renee. You just.
I had a dollar for every time I said I was done keeping book.
Yeah.
I'd be having a lot of money in my pocket. Yeah. It is addicting. And it's just something about with youth, and. Uh-huh. And it just, like you said, a sport you love.
Right. Well, when my kids were little, when the boys were little, my husband always helped coach, at the parent level, Ken always helped coach. And the girls were starting first, second grade, whatever it might have been. And, he looked over me and he said, there's a name right there. It says assistant coach or helping with coaching for girls softball. And I kind of looked at him working night shift and being a mom and, all these young kids. I'm like, I'm not doing that. He goes, I coach the boys, you're coaching the girls.
You're in.
So I kind of blame him for this. That's why I'm still here. I think it was him to begin with.
Where do you work at?
I work at Wilson Hospital in Sydney.
Third shift?
No, not anymore. Okay. No. I worked nights for 10 years.
So you're in Greenville, Wilson.
Sydney.
Sydney. Okay. Wilson, Sydney.
Yeah. All right.
Yep, Sydney.
And then Renee, you work at the Coldwater Hospital?
Coldwater Hospital. Mm-hmm.
So if one of us go down today, you guys covered, right?
Oh, I can't save your life.
We're done?
She can order supplies and help get things cleaned. I deliver babies, so if you're going to have a baby, we're good.
Well, I'd say we're probably not going to happen. Although nowadays, Guys can do anything.
Yeah.
According to people.
You never know.
So league-wise, we started out with Parkway, and Parkway is a solid team.
Yeah.
And we battled Parkway, right?
We did. Yeah, we sure did. They're a solid defensive team. I mean, they always have been a good offensive team. And their pitcher was, I mean, she was decent. Decent. We hit her. We did okay for a little while. We just, a few errors here and there, couldn't get those timely hits to get those runs across the plate. So, you know, we talk about that a lot with the girls, just those timely hits and decreasing our strikes and decreasing the errors is what, you know, wins games for us. But,
yeah.
You, how many seniors you got this year?
Four.
Four seniors and... Mm-hmm. And to break them down, what do you got junior-wise?
Three juniors, yeah, four seniors, three juniors, six sophomores, and I think it's five or six freshmen, I believe. I'd have to look at my list, but yeah, I believe that's where we're at. We got 19 kids to start, two of them with injuries right now, so we got 17 playing.
Who we got out, Garkey?
Yeah, Kenzie Garkey's still out with her ACL, and then Ella Shane's out with her ACL.
Mm. Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that? Two of the starters from last year. So, you know, we've had some holes to fill. So
now when did Ella get hurt?
October 21st, right around October. She had surgery October 21st.
Oh, I don't think I knew she was injured over the winter.
Yep. So
didn't show at the popcorn stand.
Yeah, she didn't have a brace on. It was hard to tell. But, so she, hopefully by the end of April, she'll be back. But I don't know that we'll, you know, get any games in with her. So,
What grade is she in?
Sophomore.
Okay.
How about Kenzie? Any chance of her coming back this year?
I don't think so.
That's a solid year.
Yeah. And it just depends on the doctor. I mean, every doctor's a little different, too. And the type of injury. Ella had two meniscus tears, so now that's kind of hindered her as well and kind of slowed her progress. So,
last night against Versailles, I see that it was 14-4. Defensively, we gave up some. You were saying off air that we just struggled defensively.
Yeah, we had seven errors. And that didn't really probably account for some of the mental errors that we had. And, that's been the struggle with the girls is the mental errors. But I think that as the time goes on, they'll start gelling and that'll make sense, right? Defensively, as far as, you know, physical errors, seven will kill you anytime.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So, like we've told them, we cut back on that. It's a different ballgame. I think in Sonya, we might have had two errors.
Yeah.
We win that game 14-6 or something like that. So, you know, it's tough. It's real tough, but it's early. So
the mentality of the girls when after a game like that, are they pretty down, or are they the type of kids that you feel like they'll bounce back?
Last night I let Renee answer that one because
it was a mixture. They were more kind of down in the dumps. We just got our butts whipped by Versailles.
Yeah,
it was a big game. We wanted to win Versailles for Carrie and Abby's sake.
Sure,
but they came back today. We had a good practice, good talk. Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yeah.
So their heads are back into it.
Yeah.
Because it don't get any easier. I mean, we talk about, we have tomorrow night.
Schedule.
Looks like we have Jay County, and you said Jay County's solid.
Yeah, I think they'll be solid.
And then it's Friday, Laramie. I think Laramie's, I just seen that, they're 6-4, something like that.
Yeah, I think they are something like that. And they're usually pretty decent. I think pretty comparable to us most years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you're pitching. Who you got pitching?
So Sophie Pearson's our senior this year. She's probably going to get a lot of the innings, has the most experience at the varsity level. She was pitching last year with Jackie Holman. Jackie had pitched all 4 years, last 4 years, all at the varsity level. So she'll get a decent amount of innings. And then we got Brittany Tebby, who's a junior, who pitched. She got a chunk of some games, I think, last year and some innings at the varsity level, pitched all JV games for sure. And then Jenna Holman is a freshman. She's pitched. We just started her on Monday.
Monday
we started her against St. Mary's. And she didn't do too bad at all. She's been pitching at JV level. She's gotten some varsity innings in. And honestly, in Salina, we pitched all three of those girls, and they all did a phenomenal job. We went into extra innings with Salina and won that game 2-1. And they all bring a little different, balance to the plate and can all throw a few different pitches, so that helps.
So when you bring, like, a girl like that, does that happen, like, when you get a couple hits in a row, it's like, all right, we got to change something up, bring a girl in. Now, you're allowed to come right back then?
Well, you get one re-entry, but like if they're all on defense, so a lot of times all three of these girls play first base too. So between first base and pitching, one of them's going to be starting at first base typically anyway, so we can just flip-flop it on defense and do fine. And usually I can have one warming up in a bullpen, which is nice.
Which is
so perfect. Then you kind of have a little extra backup there. They know they have to be warming up pretty much every game, being ready in between innings, because you just never know. It just kind of depends on the tempo of the game and what's going on and what we see in their hitters, you know.
Well, it's crazy how some, I mean, you are that way. I mean, sometimes there's certain pitchers you just drill.
Yes.
And then the next girl come in, I can't hit them. Yeah. You know, it's just like, it's incredible, but. You got to be able to do that.
Maybe and you know, at the high school level too. I mean, if you know, for girls, if they can do a nice off speed pitch with a changeup, and we struggled last night big time with that. Versailles's pitcher, you know, had a nice changeup. It wasn't that much off speed from her fastball, to be very honest, but we really struggled, and we made her look like a rock star, to be very honest with you guys. But you know, Brittany's got a nice curveball and a good drop ball, and Sophie's got a good rise ball she likes to work on, and Jenna really has a nice curveball. So they all kind of bring a little different to the plate, and if they can really cover all, you know, I said both sides of the plate, it helps.
Yeah.
You never know what your umpire is going to give you, to be very honest with you.
I was listening to these guys last night in the boys' game, and they never agreed with one call.
Yeah.
Every time there'd be, there's a ball. He called a strike.
His strike zone went everywhere. It was up, then it was down, and it was
He called, if you got the ball somewhere near the black marks on the outside of the plate, it was a strike.
Yeah.
And he was calling high strikes.
Early was
and
high.
Low strikes. High and outside, he was calling. But he's calling them both ways, so you know, you just kind of get used to it.
They got the same deal.
But. Who does your catching?
So right now we got Maddie Guggenbiller, who's a senior, and then Kylie Post, who is a sophomore. So that's doing the majority of our innings for us right now. They got the most experience. Both those girls have been behind the dish for a long time. So.
Good.
Yeah. Well, you got to have an experience. You got to have a good catcher.
Good catcher. Right there,
and that is huge. Let's take a break. Come right back. We'll talk more to Kerry Shane and Renee Evers, the coaches of the Fort Recovery Girls softball team. We're back. Wait a minute. Let's try it again. We'll be right back. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne IGA.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cano from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable constructed equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, any time. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
It's all fun and games until someone bangs into a tree or a dock. Hi, I'm Gavin Tobin with Fort Recovery Insurance. Sport utility vehicles, motorcycles, boats, and jet skis are loads of fun, and fun is all that is on your mind when you purchase one. But we both know that accidents can happen. Go ahead, get out there, have fun, but with the confidence that I've got your back. I'm Gavin Toby at 4RecoveryInsurance.com.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
The Fort Recovery High School baseball team is having a barbecue chicken dinner on Saturday, April 15th, and you can pick up the dinners from noon to 2 p.m. at the new baseball facility. There will also be a baseball doubleheader with the South Adams Starfires that day, starting at 11 a.m., so just bring the family and make a day of it. The tickets for the chicken dinners are just $9 each, and you get half a chicken from Wendell's Barbecue, plus applesauce, chips, and a roll. If you're not going to the game, you can just drive through and pick them up. You can contact any of the high school baseball players for tickets, and you can also get them by contacting Wendell's Barbecue at 375-4074. Don't miss out on the baseball team's barbecue chicken dinners this year, available on Saturday, April 15th from noon to 2 p.m. during our home baseball doubleheader with South Adams. Here's a fun way to help out people in need. Our baseball and softball teams are having a competition to see which team can get the most donations for our local food pantry. On Thursday, April 13th, our Lady Indians will host Jay County, and the boys will host Delphus St. John's, and whichever team has the most donated items that night will get to pie their coaches in the face. And for every item you donate, you'll get a ticket to win prizes, so when you help others, you can also be a winner. Needed items include non-perishable food and personal care items like shampoo, deodorant, toiletries, etc. Get up to our new sports complex on Thursday, April 13th and support either the softball or baseball team with your donations. The winning team gets to pie their coaches after the game. This is going to be a lot of fun while you're helping to support local families. Softball versus baseball, supporting our local food pantry, Thursday, April 13th. Get to the games and help out our friends.
We're back with Bubba V.
God, I love that.
So one of the commercials there, Coach, was they talked about the food pantry and the donations.
Yeah.
Explain what's going on there.
Yeah, so one of our assistant coaches is Abby Monin. She's from Versailles originally. She's one of my cousins. And she's coached for the last 5 years at Minster and Versailles. And she actually had a great suggestion in seeing if we would do a food drive donation like this or a food pantry donation. So she's really been organizing for us, and I've been really excited about that. I think it's just great for the kids to be able to, do something for the community. Absolutely. So basically what it is, I asked Coach Ike if he'd be willing to, donate and play along with us, basically. But anybody that wants to donate items, non-perishable items, it could be toiletries, it could be food, whatever you want to bring, it'll get donated to the churches and for the food pantry there. And every item that you donate, you'll get a ticket, and we'll have door prizes tomorrow. And you have to designate if you want to donate for softball or baseball. So it's a competition between softball and baseball.
Yep.
And the ones that have the team that has the most donations get to pie their coaches, or pie their coaches in the face, I guess.
Yep.
Whatever you call that.
You know you're getting a pie in the face no matter what.
Well, so yeah. Renee and I are slightly competitive. I mean, Lauren really is too. Ryan's not the most competitive. Abby's extremely competitive as well. Mm-hmm. Lydia Wenning is helping us. She's very competitive. So
yeah.
We want to win just because it's competitiveness.
Right.
But the boys do have a lot of players on the team.
They got 30 kids.
Yeah, I got 30 kids.
We got 19 plus some coaches. So, I mean, logistically, it probably isn't going to happen, but we'll see.
Bring
we'll
a towel tomorrow.
Yeah, I know. Probably.
Like Bob said, there's a really good chance every coach is getting a pie.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Boys, girls, doesn't matter. Every coach is getting a pie.
Yeah, so we're hoping to have a little fun with that.
That's great.
That's fun.
Yeah.
So go up to Wing IGA, buy some stuff.
Yeah.
Donate.
Non-perishable.
Yep. And make sure it goes to softball.
That's right.
Yep.
Yeah, so we'll be accepting donations throughout the whole game, and at the end of our game, we'll raffle off the door prizes. And then as soon as the boys are done, we'll see who wins.
There you go. So,
yeah.
Getting back to the softball, it looks like the MAC is really strong. It looks like Coldwater is loaded and Minster's loaded. Yeah. Where's that shape up? Is them the two teams to beat, you think, so far?
I mean, I would say, I think New Bremen's going to be a little sneaky on us, to be very honest with you. They got a Ross kid that's, she hits pretty well, and she's their pitcher. But I do. I think, honestly, I think between Minster and Coldwater and really Parkway.
Yeah, I was going to say, Parkway always has a good program.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't see anything coming, and all of a sudden there's somebody that, here they come again.
Yeah. So I'm kind of, it's kind of where we're at. Coldwater, from what we're seeing, they got a great pitcher. She can hit the ball. Mm-hmm. And they got a Steinke kid that hits well. But, other than that, they probably don't have as strong as a team. Well-rounded team, I guess is what I should say. Right. So, if we can get a few hits off her, it won't be a problem. But it just depends on
that'll
that.
Be the problem,
we hit her last year, so we'll see.
Good.
We'll see.
Where do we play them at?
We're home.
Got them at home?
Yeah, we're home.
Oh, that'd be fun.
That's always a good one.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Play them twice this year.
Yeah, so we have a cancer strikeout tournament with them in May, first weekend in May at Coldwater that Coach Arns puts on. So, yeah.
Well, that's perfect. Yeah. So, look at your team this year. Your leadoff, go through your batting order and your players. Can you, you knew I was
going to
ask you.
I know.
It's been changing.
Oh, we're bouncing.
Yeah,
okay.
So, we're just trying to mix it up a little bit, just to try to figure out where we can...
get that perfect lineup.
Yeah. You have a lineup in order, and, it worked the first few games, to try to see how things were going to flow, but we needed to mix it up last night. We did for the first time. But, for the most part, we got Callie Wendell, who's a junior, and Emma Will. They've been kind of at the top of the order for sure, one and two.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Sophie Pearson in there and Maddie Guggenbiller, who are seniors, and usually around the three and four spot. Ava Shane then in the five spots where she had been. And then we get down into, it's been Kylie Post and Ava Greasy in there in the middle of the lineup, and
Kayla Heitkamp.
We're getting her in there, depending on if she's playing third or if she's DPing or anything for us. Jenna Holman's doing there in the middle of the lineup from time to time. And then we end up with, like, Audra Bupp towards the end of the order. Audra's a lefty, and I like that a lot. It's the only lefty we have on our team. And she's a senior, and it's just nice to have that mix of things. You know, Audra hadn't played softball since she was a little kid. Mm-hmm. So she joined our, you know, joined back in last year, and it's just been such a pleasure to have her back. She's got great speed. She can put a great bunt down. Working with her is slapping a little bit.
Slap her down, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, she's got to get some confidence with that, but if she can get that down, that adds a huge dynamic to things.
Yeah, she's pretty quick, too.
She's quick. Yeah, she's quick. So between her and Callie and Emma Will, I mean, I love to run. I love small ball.
Yeah.
And I love to run, and I told the girls that, and I said, we're going to run until we get thrown out, which we did last night. And I'm okay with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Emma Will got thrown out for the first time this season, and I'm fine with that. I said we're going to keep running until it happens. So
Well, you have a pretty nice facility down there to play softball at.
It was nice before, and it's really nice now.
We got top of the line.
We
yes.
do. It's like going to a college and playing, you know, a small school. And to be very honest with you, and people that come in, that's the first thing they say is, you know, wow, we look like we're at a college facility. You know, we're very blessed. I mean, we cannot thank the boosters, you know, and everything that they've done for us. I mean, last year we definitely, you know, had a better playing surface, so that was nice. You know, our field drained, I mean, fantastic, because we've had so many flood zones on that field. And when they resurfaced everything last year, it was really nice. I don't know that we ever had a rain out because of that. We had some fence issues and some things last year, so you know it wasn't perfect, but man, it is pristine this year. So it's beautiful. It's just beautiful.
It is. And if you haven't gone out there to watch the girls or guys play in that facility, you're missing it because it's Saturday at Anzo, and it's just a beautiful day out there and lots of people around, and it's perfect. And it's going to be a great
tomorrow will be
both teams there, and
that brings a lot to both teams, so they're kind of going between both diamonds. It's kind of nice to see the girls and the boys both getting supported at the same time. A lot of them sit in the middle, left and right field line, and they watch in between.
Or sit in that covered area by the concession stand, and you can just go that way.
I don't pay a whole lot of attention to who's out in the crowds, in all honesty, but you know, just even coaching third base, just looking up on the hill and looking down, you know, right field line and seeing everybody, you know, in between the diamonds, it's pretty cool.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I can sneak over and watch my nephew scores every once in a while.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, that's right.
There you go. That's exactly it.
Bob and I kind of talked about, you know, it's amazing the vision that they had when they did the school, you know, and that was always there. Mm-hmm. But who the heck ever thought it would get there? And they get there like that.
Yeah.
I mean, that is, like you said, top of the line. I mean, we just can't thank that committee enough.
No.
I mean, it's just tremendous.
It is impressive. And when you sit up in that press box, like if you just to sit up there and look at that view, it's outstanding.
It is tremendous,
It is outstanding. So,
it is. The kids don't have any idea how lucky they are.
No,
I don't think they have.
No, I mean, I mentioned that to the kids a while back that, you know, when I played, I know I'm old, right? Like, I get it.
You are old.
I know it. But, you know, I played on a softball diamond that's 300 feet, you know, to a fence. Yeah. It's a men's softball league diamond. That's what we had. We didn't have short fences. You know, we didn't have any of this kind of stuff. It was like it's like a sand lot out there. It's a cow pasture, right?
Yeah,
like,
that's right.
You know, so it makes a difference. You know, they ask you how many home runs you had. I didn't have any, you know, because there's fences that were 300 foot out there. Yeah. You know, we play with a white ball by all means, and they look at you like you're crazy. You know what I mean? It wasn't yellow. No, it's not yellow. It was white.
It's come a long way. Different time zone, boy. It was
different times.
For sure.
Yeah. I played on that diamond the first day it opened.
Up here?
Did you really?
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Opened in probably 02, 03? No,
yeah. That's probably right. Now, when that originally opened, was that Bill Link? And didn't Bill Link?
Carl, he donated money a lot
Carl
to
Bill
to
both.
That,
to
the dugouts, too, because his name's still in the dugout.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's
awesome. 20 years ago. First of all, it means you're getting old.
I know. Thanks.
That's right.
She's older.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Ouch. Yeah, for sure.
And we're older than
she is. We're a lot older.
Absolutely.
It's just a number.
It's a number.
So we got a big day tomorrow. We got the donations to the food pantry, and then we got Jay County coming in. It's a game that the Jay County's always good.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I mean, we went into extra innings with them last year over at Jayco. I mean, they've got some short fences in right field over at their diamond, and we had a couple home runs, and we ended up winning. And I believe it was I'm pretty sure it was either 8 or 9 innings with them. So I know they're going to we'll have to battle hard against them for sure.
Yeah.
About 5 years ago, Neil had a brilliant idea of doing the Fort Recovery
that was
Jay
your
County
idea
game on a Saturday afternoon at Jay County. And yep. Did you go over with me?
I was there.
Yeah. And the wind was blowing out at 100 miles an hour. And I think the score was 22 to 20.
It was like 30.
It was crazy.
It was heading to the 30s.
Yeah, we were there for 4.5 hours.
That's the longest.
And I was going to kill Neil.
Bubba says, how long do girls' games last? Usually an hour, hour and a half.
An hour and a half.
They're fast.
Well, we're going into our fourth hour.
Yeah.
And it was cold in that press box.
It was crazy.
But we weren't outside. That was the only good thing. No, we weren't outside. But, man, that was
girls softball at a high level is really fun to watch.
It's fun to watch. It is.
It is so much fun to watch.
And what I really like to watch is on a Friday or Saturday or something down at the softball yard, and there's some big mouth softball player that thinks he can hit a girl's fast pitch. that is entertaining, man, because it's a whole different. It comes in a whole different way.
Oh yeah, for sure. I told the baseball kids we had. I think it was our first scrimmage with. We had Lehman. I don't remember who they had, and we end up not playing and with the rain and stuff, and they end up playing, and the boys are in the. In the storage area, and I said, you know what I think we're going to do at the end of the season, boys? I said, I think we're just going to have a little battle just to see who can hit the farthest. And I said, Sophie will pitch to everybody. And they're like, no, she can't pitch to everybody. I said, oh, yeah, she's going to pitch to everybody. We'll see who can hit the most home runs. And they're like, bring it on. I'm like, okay, we'll do this. So we're going to have to try to figure that out.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, they think they can do it, but it's a whole different ballgame.
Oh,
ball
yeah.
Game.
Yeah, it is a different animal.
It's definitely
coming in a little different way.
Yeah, for sure.
It is. That is one of the most entertaining things. Guy that thinks he can really – and they can hit a softball. But they can't hit a softball coming at that angle.
Not when it's coming in at, 56 to 60 miles an hour. Yeah. It's a little quicker.
Yeah. So, they can hit a 60-mile-an-hour ball a million miles, but they can't hit one coming in at that angle. Yeah. It's just a whole different deal.
Well, we appreciate you guys stopping up.
Sure do.
I wish you guys the best of luck. And like I said, get up there and watch the girls' softball team. They got a lot of good kids there. Their battle, they do us proud.
Yep.
And Coach, both of you guys, thanks for stopping up.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
Good luck. Appreciate
Absolutely. We're going to take a break. Come right back. We'll talk Indian baseball. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne IGA.
6 years ago, I started on the line just like anybody else. I liked what I did, and I decided I wanted to learn as much as I could.
At Cooper Farms, we know that our team members are the key to our success.
I received a lot of training, and it just developed me into a leader that I am today, and they provided that all for me. I got promoted as supervisor. 2 years after that, I became the manager.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota LO1 series is part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability. They feature powerful Kubota diesel engines and easy operation. The durable Kubota LO1 series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
The Village of Fort Recovery is having its annual spring cleanup day for our village residents on Saturday, April 29th. They start picking up items very early that day, so please have your items at the curb by 5 a.m. You'll need to have your small items bundled or boxed, and you can't have items longer than 6 feet long. They cannot pick up tree limbs or yard waste, wet paint cans, tires,
railroad ties, bricks, rocks, or concrete items of any kind. Appliances and other metal items will be picked up. All mattress and sofa items will require a tag that can be purchased ahead of time at the village office and will not be picked up without a tag. Get your pickup items ready. Spring cleanup day for the village residents will be on Saturday, April 29th, and you will need to have your items at the curb by 5 a.m. Here are the sports broadcasts coming up the rest of this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, Indians baseball will host the Delphi St. John's Blue Jays in an MAC contest, and you can listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio. On Saturday, it will be more baseball as we host the South Adams Starfires in a doubleheader starting at 11 a.m. here on Fort Recovery Radio. That will also be the baseball team's barbecue chicken dinner fundraiser, with serving from noon to 2. Get your tickets ahead of time from any baseball player. More baseball this weekend, so get out to the games and help cheer on our Indians. But if you just can't make it to the games in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
We're back with Bubba and Fee.
We're back with me and Fee. Fee, tough one for the boys last night.
Oh, that was a tough one, Bobby. It was just, we just kept knocking on the door, but we couldn't get her. Couldn't get in.
I think 7 innings we had a runner in scoring position. At
every
least
inning.
5 of
them. Was it every inning? Every inning.
It sounded like we hit some hard balls, too.
Oh, yeah. We got doubled up on a rocket down to third base.
A boat
Tachi got nailed. He got locked in, and Bo hit the crap out of it.
And he had
just that kind of luck.
Runner has to go on the swing of the bat. And
it was nothing they did wrong. It was just bad luck. If it's 2 feet over, it rolls all the way to the fence in the corner. And we might score 2 runs on it.
One of those games.
Yep.
But we got to get back at tomorrow playing a very good Dolphins team.
Good Dolphins team. I seen what they're 7-3 maybe
or
something.
They beat the crap out of Bremen last night.
So
7-2. Or
hopefully,
something.
Maybe they had their number one last night, and maybe we'll catch their number two pitcher or something. Right. We actually hit the ball hard. We hit the ball hard. But we just couldn't get it in.
It sounded like Bo pitched a hell of a game.
Bo was on his game. I tell you what, his curveball was so good last night. He was buckling them guys, and they couldn't hit him. And his fastball was good. He was actually locating really well. I thought, they had 4 hits. I mean, he scattered them.
If you're a 4 hitter, you ought to be winning.
And it sounded like the hit that scored the run was a blooper.
Oh, it was a bleeder into right field. It was a bleeder out into right field. Actually, Landon picked it up in the grass. But we just couldn't, because Landon was kind of, he was over trying to hold the runner on it at second base, and when he hit it, he ran all the way over there, and there's that little bleeder rolling out into the field.
But right-handed batter, basically off the tip of the bat.
Off the end of the bat, and rolled right, perfect spot.
Shot about 10 feet to the right of the first baseman.
So they got a big weekend coming. We have the Delphi St. John's Blue Jays
tomorrow night, yep.
Friday, I think we're off.
We're off Friday, yeah.
But baseball's
and then
off.
Saturday, we have a doubleheader with chicken dinners.
Yep, and
South Adams is always a fun game.
Usually fun, yeah. They're usually really good.
Exactly.
That'll be a lot of fun.
And then on Monday, it's the reschedule of the grand opening for Fever.
The 17th.
That's right.
The Fever Family Sports Complex.
Unfortunately, I don't think the weather's supposed to be real good.
For Monday.
Well,
I know this week.
Too bad we couldn't have caught one of these days this week.
Tomorrow's going to be 75 and sunny.
Absolutely
Saturday,
gorgeous.
75 and sunny.
It's going to be beautiful.
Great weekend
to play ball.
And the girls are playing on Friday, but I don't think they're home. Yeah, they're at Fort Norman.
Do you have, what's the your sports stream too? Have you got the girls on any?
No, Chase isn't available. He is available on Monday, but Rob is going to be doing that game on Monday.
Okay.
for the grand opening.
Yeah.
So Rob's going to be doing the girls' game.
Okay.
And we'll be doing the baseball. We'll get his on there. I still need to find out from Chuck how to simulcast that. We can broadcast, but I can't figure out how to simulcast.
And in Fort Curry Radio, me and Fee will be on there tomorrow night.
Yep.
Delphi St. John's Blue Jays at home, and on Saturday, I guess we're going to be at it again. Saturday.
We're going to do it again Saturday. Yeah,
doubleheader, Indians and South Adams. Great week of baseball.
Could be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, we're hitting the ball. We put the bat on the ball yesterday. We just didn't get any to drop.
That's right.
Not as well as we did on Monday night against Tri-Village.
You guys seen it.
Yeah.
Oh, they hit the crap out of the ball.
But
they didn't have distance markers on their fence. But I'm guessing the center field was at least 375.
Yeah, we were bummed.
And Daniel hit one out to the fence, yeah. And there three or four guys were way out there.
Well, last night we had two runners on there in the seventh inning, and Cale hit that thing right on the nose.
Like
but he hit it dead center right at Plattfoot. He got him for a second, but Plattfoot boy quick. You know, he covered ground fast and made the catch and ended the game, but. It was exciting. If he'd have pulled it, it was gone.
I think that left field fence is 320 or something. Like
yeah,
that.
It was 380 in to the middle, and he hit it 360. I'd say at least.
He tatered it.
If he'd have had it in the right position, he'd hit that wood pile. And
but that's
backyard.
Baseball.
That's baseball. That's right.
Yes, it is.
That's right. So tomorrow, make sure if you can't get up there, listen to Fort Cover Radio.
Absolutely.
You'll have it on.
We'll give you the best.
Big weekend, Indians and. And good luck to the girls, and thanks, Carrie and Renee, for stopping up.
Well, and do everything you can to get there tomorrow, because that's
bring some canned foods.
That's right. And they could also use toiletries,
bring some
that kind of thing.
Maybe I'll get some. I love noodles.
Noodles.
You like noodles?
Is that the Chef Boyardee thing? I don't get
Chef
canned
Boyardee.
Stuff.
Ravioli.
I don't eat
beefaroni.
That.
Ooh, I love beefaroni.
It's okay, but I make my own.
Oh, you do not.
Well, yeah, I can make 3 days worth for the cost of a can.
Ooh. Challenge.
Yeah.
Bring some up here sometime.
With some donuts.
Huh? I've gave up on donuts.
We can't get a donut out of it.
I don't have a deep fryer.
This building has a deep fryer in it.
This building does not have
a
deep fryer.
We'll put one in.
You got more shit laying around here. Ain't nothing to do with.
MacGyver it. We can make one.
Yeah. You got 48 amps.
Yeah, all we gotta do is light something up.
There's gotta be a deep fryer underneath there somewhere.
I don't think so.
Mm. After we get Delphi here, look for one.
We're gonna look. We're gonna do some looking.
Good cinnamon donut.
Beat a good donut.
Fee, have a good one, buddy.
Yes,
thanks for coming up. Thanks, Carrie Shane and Renee Evers.
Oh, yeah, it's good to have them.
Two of the best.
That's right, absolutely.
Oh, let me, Masters. What'd you guys think of that? The right guy win? Who cares?
Yeah, it was good. Boy, that's a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah.
It always is so neat when it gets down to the end there. About 5 o'clock, you know, things start going crazy. But
That guy was four down at the beginning of the day and won by four.
Yeah.
That's pretty good turnaround.
Yeah,
he's pretty solid. Till the end.
Then his wheels fall off.
Mm-hmm.
Reds 3-3.
3-3. Reds can't. They got to get a couple wins here. Got to get a couple wins.
We're ready to
They're
shut it out.
The ball.
Yep. Yeah.
But they can't have no pitching. Worst pitching staff.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Starting's okay.
They have three good starters, and the rest of them couldn't play for the Mariners.
No.
Yeah, seems to me.
Nick Twaite's better than any of them guys. Somebody just give him a call. Give him a call.
Call Twaite.
He'll drive down. Yep. Come on.
He's pitched three innings and hadn't gave up a run yet.
Yeah. Did they start this week, right?
Well, yeah.
Can't say that about the Reds relievers.
No. Twaite's
got
a zero ERA. Looked it up today.
Yep. Awesome.
All right, from my good friend, Mr. Harold Feely.
Yes, sir.
Nick Neal behind the mics and the boards. I am Bob Stalger. See you next week. Sports Talk, Bub and Fee.
Listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.